Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine
on Radio MD.
We're talking today with Dr. Holly Lucille. She is a nationally recognized licensed naturopathic doctor, and she is here to give us sort of a new branding and launch her new ideals and ideas. And as you know, I've always said what a smart woman she is. So Dr. Holly, tell us about Inherently You.
I love it. Okay, so it's so funny because these are buzzwords that I'm really sensitive to, launch and brand, right? But what I had noticed for myself is that one of the places that I love most in my career, meaning I've been blessed with doing many different things with my education and my career, but is actually seeing patients. It's where I learn the most. You know, it's like I can read a research study. It's my patients show me everything. They show me everything. And I wanted to, like, but it's, you know, I live in Los Angeles. People do come from far away to see me, but Melanie, I wanted to be able to do something better with folks on a broader basis where I could touch more people in the way that I individualize my treatment. And so I wanted people to be well kind of in here, meaning in each and every individual that's out there exposed to all the information that we have out there, right? So now more than ever, I think there is more health information, more resources. There are wearables, there are apps, there is pop wellness doctors on television. We should, based on what I see, be one of the healthiest countries, one of the healthiest groups of folks out there. And what alarms me the most is that I still see our chronic health issues on the rise. So there's a disconnect there. To me, there's a gap. What's going on? And I want to help people slip into that gap and actually decipher all this information so that's individualized for them and they can truly make their own decisions and be well, quote unquote, in here. And that's what Inherently You is all about. So it's an organization. I hope many people join and we can do this together. We can slip into the gap.
So besides, you know, we're looking at the community at large and as a society, and yes, we're trying to get healthier, but what do you think are some of the obstacles that people are encounter when they try to meet their health goals? I mean, obviously work and sitting at their desk, sitting's the new smoking, not sure about all the supplements on the market and what to take because, oh my God, there's so many of them. And the junk food ads that are coming at us from every single angle because they want us to eat junk food. I mean, that's just to name a few.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing that I'm really worried about, and that's the thing that I want. It's kind of like we're rolling with mindful medicine right now, meaning I want to kind of wake people up and help them use their own minds so they can make their own decisions. But there's a lot of seductive, like you said, marketing out there, and there's a lot of seducible folks because why? They're not feeling great, and they want to feel better. And so, you know, when something flashes by and it promises this big thing that, you know, you take it and this is going to happen, it's kind of like, all right, I'm going to do that. It's like the silver bullet, but there is no silver bullet. So I want to engage people into looking past that and really thinking, hey, is this good for me? Is this good for my family right now in my time of life? And really have people ask those questions. Some of the obstacles, they're different for folks, and that's what we're going to find. You know, I wrote part of me writing right now in Inherently You, my own story about wanting to get closer to my ideal weight after turning 50 and you know, knowing, all right, well, you know, I really want to just shed a couple pounds. I've noticed that my weight has creeped up, but I had this habit, like a really deep habit, almost like a state of being, that I'd come home from a fairly busy day and have a glass of wine. And I knew that it was an obstacle to my desire, but guess what? I couldn't connect. You know, I knew it in my head, but I wasn't able to align the congruency of my heart, which is what I desired, my head, which is like, Holly, you know, this is leading to many different self-sabotaging things, and my actions to not do it for a bit until I obtained my desired weight. And so I got to get into my own gap and really understand, what was I so resistant about just giving that up for a couple weeks and allowing this to happen? So it's a deeper thing for folks, I think. And, you know, I know it might be difficult on a broader scale and doing online courses, but I'm really going to give it a try because I think people deserve to have individual care and be able to decipher all of this information out there to what's best for them.
That is absolutely beautifully said and so true. We have to find what is best for us. So when we look at your personal toolbox, what do you give people to help them? Because, I mean, when I am working with my heart patients or my clients, I'm working on exercise, obviously, and we talk about nutrition and stress reduction. And in this time, we're all under a lot of stress, Dr. Holly. So what are some of the most important things that are in your toolbox that you like people to really look to inherently them?
Right. So this is a great question. And here's the deal. You know, I kind of make this analogy and I call it the bean bank, right? So it's the bank of you. It's, hey, how's your bank? What's going on? So, of course, we can make the analogy to finances, you know? And guess what? If, let's say, you're not doing so well or you're not, making ends meet, you're going to have to supplement your income, right? So you get another job. So for everybody, I look at their health and I ask them to look at their health. Where are you? Are you in debt with your health? Well, hey, look, then we got to have a long-term savings goal. And there's always going to be automatic withdrawals. And so the tool that I use most that people really respond to well is that I get them to look at their life, their actions, the things that they do, and I get them to identify, hey, is this a withdrawal or is this a deposit when it comes to what they want, okay? It's not like there's some sort of ultimate metric out there, like, you know, looking like a billboard here in my town, L.A., nothing like that. It's like what they want. What is your savings goal? And I like them to play in that because that means that, hey, can you afford this withdrawal? If not, you can go ahead and do it. Just know that you're going to stay in debt, right? So supplementing your income, there's targeted nutritional supplements. There's increasing your water. There is better sleep hygiene. There is, you know, certainly understanding your caloric intake and the quality of food that you're eating throughout the day. These deposits along the way. Because, yes, as you said, we've got a lot going on in our modern day here in America, okay? Because I know in other countries, they don't work as hard. They've got a little bit less stress because it's built into their culture. We run it pretty hard here. And so those are going to be withdrawals. But let's manage them. Let's mitigate the withdrawals. Let's increase the deposits. Let's get out of debt as soon as possible. Get into a savings account because this is the key. When you have a hefty health savings account, I love cheesecake. I love it. It's my favorite food group in the entire world. But, you know, can I afford it most of the time? No, I can't. I don't want the side effects of it. I want to get to a place where I can. I have that couple bites of cheesecake. I'm so satiated from my heart. I just like love that I tasted it. I love that I had it. I could afford that, what I would, you know, sort of identify as a withdrawal. And that's how I want people to live. You know, we don't have to say yes, no, this is good, bad. We got to get people well in here for you. At your place, at your time, and in your life.
Wow, that's excellent. Leads right to my last question because we just have the minute left here. But the biggest lesson you want people to learn is to get it right and what's for your life. So wrap it up for us, Dr. Holly. Tell people what they can expect from Inherently You.
Yeah, so Inherently You, I'm just really excited about it because, I want people to be inherently well. And I think one of the biggest diseases that there is that if you have a desire, a want, a need, something that you want, and you have the inability to line up your heart, your head, and your hands, so your mind, you know, your desire, and your actions to meet it. That is one of the most, I think, uncomfortable places, dis-ease places that there is. So I want to help people not close the gap, just work inside the gap. The gap between knowing and doing. You've got all this information out there. You know what you need to do besides, you know, all the information out there. But why can't we do it? So let's just work in there, have fun, be inspired, be aware, be more self-referring and self-humbling as far as what you got going on that you can't get going on, and live a great life and really feel, you know, better inherently inside of yourself and thrive.
Yay! I love the way you put that. So beautifully put and absolutely true. It will be called Inherently You with Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well. More coming up.